From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Madeline Brand in California.
I'm Robert Siegel in Washington, and we begin this hour with the challenges facing two healthcare initiatives, initiatives which could offer lessons for the nation's healthcare overhaul. In a moment, we'll check back with Howard County, Maryland's program. It's called Healthy Howard.
First to Massachusetts. It was the first state to mandate that everyone have health insurance. As NPR's Tovia Smith reports, due to the state's budget crisis, Massachusetts is now poised to drop 30,000 legal immigrants from its coverage.
Since Massachusetts' health insurance program went into effect, the rate of uninsured here has dropped to less than 3%. That's the lowest in the nation, which averages 15%. But with state revenues now in a free fall, lawmakers say Massachusetts can no longer afford to extend coverage as generously as it has been. Massachusetts House Speaker Robert DeLeo.
These are a whole host of tough decisions that we're going to have to make. There is no way that anyone at the end of the day that I can look at this budget and say, you know what, we've been able to adequately provide for everyone.
Covering immigrants is more expensive for the state because even though they are in the U.S. legally, they are not citizens and do not qualify for federal assistance through Medicaid. DeLeo says the most vulnerable immigrants, such as children, the elderly, and the disabled, will not lose coverage.
I think on the whole, with what we were given as a hand, that we played it pretty well.
Governor Deval Patrick is pushing legislation to restore about half the funding for coverage of legal immigrants. But with state revenues down some $3 billion, Michael Widmer of the nonpartisan Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation says even that compromise may not be possible.
The state is facing a really desperate fiscal situation, and all programs are on the chopping block, and it's just pain, pain, pain.
Why am I losing my health insurance? And what can I do next?
Eugenio Hernandez, an El Salvadoran native who lives in Boston, is one of hundreds of immigrants looking for help now from the advocacy group Healthcare for All. Hernandez has been fighting prostate cancer for the past 2 years.
In my case, I need to see many doctors because my cancer is not cured. I have 2 appointments coming up this month. I cannot go without health care because the truth is, I don't want to die.
Hernandez, a janitor who works the overnight shift, says it's unfair to single out hard-working legal immigrants like him.
Yo pago mis impuestos,
I pay my taxes, I pay my insurance, so we contribute to this country. And then all of a sudden, they say we're going to cut your insurance?
Advocates argue that dropping the 30,000 immigrants' coverage will only end up shifting costs around to other state programs and to hospitals. Brian Rossman is research director at Healthcare for All.
A lot of the savings are illusory. We're not going to save in the long run, and even the short run savings. It's like a balloon, you know, you can push down on one side, but it's going to pop right up on the other side.
Indeed, yesterday, a city hospital, Boston Medical Center, sued the state, arguing that it's being forced to pick up too much of the cost of treating poor patients. It's all got advocates worried about the message being sent to those in Washington who are trying to overhaul the nation's healthcare system. Ava Malona is head of the Massachusetts Immigrant and Refugee Advocacy Coalition.
This sends the whole nation the message that, you know, the Massachusetts experiment doesn't work, and health care reform cannot be done, or that, yes, it can be done halfway by excluding immigrants in the process.
Rather than discourage national efforts, Massachusetts' experience should only underscore the urgency, advocates say, for the federal government to come up with a federal solution. As one put it, all this proves is that the states can't do it alone. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.